The Paul W. Smith Show on this this very tough Wednesday, first day of December. Not the way we wanted to end November or start the new month, but it is what it is. And we call upon friends who've spent time with us in the past for various reasons. That includes Donna Rockwell, a clinical psychologist in Michigan and New York, adjunct faculty at Saybrook University College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Rockwell, in a world where we are battered by a pandemic run amok, finding out that the people we thought we could count on to keep us safe cannot, and now the worst of it is thinking we're sending our kids off to school where they will be kept safe, and that can't happen either. We appreciate your help, and anything you can offer to help us would be greatly accepted. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me again. What a heartbreaking morning we're sitting here with each other today. It is really unbelievable. We don't know really how to cope at times like this. It's overwhelming emotionally. And yes, we're already traumatized by the state of our world, what we're having to live through every single day. And now to have this compound our trauma, it's trauma on top of trauma on top of trauma. And we have to figure out how to get through a crisis time like this. Our entire community is thrown asunder as we try and figure out what does this mean and how do I even get to the next moment. I was watching national television this morning, who, of course, are reporting on what happened at Oxford High School. And it's hard not to cry, Paul, because it's just so heartbreaking. These children are our children. And yes, we can't even send them to school anymore without wondering whether we're going to ever see them again. We have to figure out what to do about this kind of situation.
Our coping skills are pushed to the max right now, Doctor. I think that's kind of what you're saying, for one thing. I do know this, though, that there will be comfort in numbers in knowing precisely what you just said, that we are all in this together, and we need to be able to depend on each other, to lean on each other, to, in a sense, hug each other, or we're not going to make it through.
That's so true, Paul. This is a time where we turn to one another with compassion and love and comfort each other's broken hearts. Because that is how we do get through it. It's the only way to get through it. I always remember that scene from the Superman movie when he flew backwards to save Lois Lane and the whole planet spun the opposite way so he could turn time back. I think we all have that desire within us. We want to turn time back and make this not have happened. But the way to get through it is to realize we are one community and to turn to each other and comfort one another. What's so interesting about crisis points like this is we do see the core of humanity arise at times like this. This is when we turn to each other and we say, while our hearts were broken, we discovered that we are one people. We love each other and we can comfort each other and get through crises like this. I do think, however, we're going to have to figure out how to stop this, because one of the things that's so traumatizing is that we're seeing it over and over and over again. And are we becoming inured to the fact that this is not acceptable? And what can we do to rein this back in? In the meantime, we have to, as you say, comfort one another. Let Sheriff Bouchard collect all the information that he needs as we move forward. The other thing that's extraordinary was how incredibly prepared, albeit we've lost lives and people are still struggling to live in hospitals, but that school and our police force did an extraordinary job of stopping that shooter. He still had 30 more shots in his gun. So we have to look at the bright side when we can and figure out how to get through this and make tomorrow a different kind of day.
I will say, just by way of keeping our records straight, seven more bullets were in his Sig Sauer. I'm very familiar with that handgun. I have that 9mm handgun, among others. 7 more in the clip. He had other clips, apparently.
Right, other clips.
So, I mean, just so we keep that as straight as we can. And
they said he had 2 other clips, and they can't find the third one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What we do know is what you've said, what I've said, what we all know, without that incredible police work, them being there before 5 minutes had ticked off the clock, confronting the guy and stopping him with more bullets in his gun, where that would have meant more dead kids or injured at the very least. So that's very important. Meyer, I mean, you see the good in everybody. Meyer, who's helped us on our golf tournament, who helps Variety, does a lot of things in our community. They shut down their store with 800 kids in there. And this is a busy time of year. They could have said, okay, you kids stand over here. We're going to do business. They shut it down because it was the right thing to do. I know we have phases, Dr. Rockwell. There's the shock that we all still are feeling, the immense sadness. Anger is coming, and then resolve to do whatever we can to make sure it never happens again. How long is this process going to take?
And at the end of the day, Paul, you know, we do see that we are one people, and we do support each other. And that is how we get through it, is each other. That is how we can move forward. And as you say, get to the day where we can figure out what happened and how to prevent this in the future. But right now, the core of humanity is rising up, and it's about love. So I hope that our community can reach out to one another, hold one another, as we shiver and cry and try and figure out how this happened and how to make it never happen again.
Dr. Donna Rockwell, clinical psychologist in Michigan and New York, adjunct faculty, Saybrook University College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences. Thanks for once again letting us lean on you at a very difficult time, Doc.
Thank you, Paul.